our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hi, welcome to a podcast. We are doing a podcast.
And I'm Holly. I know my script. Did you learn your lines?
I didn't know there was a script.
Well, maybe you should have
studied. Podcast. We're doing it.
I'm eating dinner, so sorry.
Yeah, we're doing this late. It's 8:46
yeah,
p.m.
Yeah, I worked overtime today.
And I have to go to bed in an hour and 15.
Yeah. Well, we better make this a slightly less long episode.
Dagnabbit.
We have to watch one episode of American Summer.
We have to watch like three episodes.
American Summer.
Yeah, the TV show. Apparently.
So TV show, What Had American Summer.
Yeah, we each watched the movie independently again. I mean, we've both seen it a couple times.
We've seen it before.
And we watched it again. And then
it was great.
And the movie's about the last day of camp.
No, yeah, movie's about the last day of camp. Show's about the first day of camp.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, I'm kind of underwhelmed by the show.
Yeah. You're just mad that Michael Showalter looks
well,
old.
Michael Showalter got really fat, and it takes me out of it. Like, I can't... He acts weird, and he looks weird. Like, he's, like, the only one who just forgot how to act or something.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Everyone else is doing okay. The pacing is a little off.
It's so weird how everybody still looks almost the same age.
They do. Like, Jeanine Garofalo is the same. What's her face? Maureen or whatever the fuck her name is. She's, like, exactly the same. She's aged none.
I don't know who you're talking
Elizabeth about. Elizabeth Banks hasn't aged.
Oh, yeah. She looks the same.
Yeah. And
Ken,
it's been,
Ken Marino
like,
looks
years.
Exactly the
Ken
same.
Ken Marino is maybe more ripped than he was before. Like, that's just how he works. Except for Michael Showalter.
Yeah.
He's the only one who's, like, aged appreciably, and
yeah.
It's unnerving. Like,
well, him and the one other guy, JJ.
Yeah, but he's, like, fat anyway,
yeah.
So.
He's just a different fat.
Yeah. I don't know. I was never a huge Michael Showalter fan in the first place, so this really doesn't help. But the pacing is a little slower than I kind of wanted it to. The jokes aren't, it's not as jokey as the movie is, And the lighting is different. I don't, like,
you know
the lighting
what?
And framing are different.
You know what? Paul Rudd is awesome in it.
Paul Rudd's so good! He's so good! And Chris Maloney is so good.
Yeah, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
They do a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeanine Garofalo is always great.
She kind of is.
Yeah.
People don't like her, do you know that?
Really?
Yeah, because she's, like, super liberal.
Yeah, well, fuck them.
I
like Jeanine Garofalo.
I do, too.
Okay. That settles everything.
End of the podcast. It's
you know when Jeanine Garofalo is awesome in Mystery Men?
Mystery Men. Everybody's awesome in Mystery Men.
Yeah.
No. I don't like the stinky guy. I forgot his name.
The spleen?
Yeah.
Paul Rubens?
Yeah. That's like just kind of gross.
I like
out.
The spleen.
Yeah. You're going to have to carry the show a little bit because you decided to do this while I was eating. So.
No, but if you haven't seen Mystery Men, that is an amazing superhero movie.
It's the best. Superhero movie.
It's a real good. It's in the top three superhero movies.
Oh, what are your other?
Because Guardians of the Galaxy.
I guess we'll do top three superhero movies.
Oh, I think we did this already at some point.
Doesn't matter.
But I mean, Mystery Man is in the top three.
Yeah, Mystery Man's my number one. I gotta figure out what two and three are.
Okay, well then I'll do different ones.
Okay.
At the time, the first Batman movie when it came out was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That was the best movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jack Nicholson is the Joker, Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton will always be my Batman.
Yeah.
That's it. Because it was 1989 when that came out, and I was 10 years old.
Oh, you were 10.
I was 10, and Batman.
That's a good time to like Batman.
Yeah. I went and saw it in the theater, and I was like, Batman's awesome! Mm-hmm.
Didn't Matt Myra have a theory about, like, Robin Williams? That your favorite Robin Williams is a Robin Williams? Your favorite Robin Williams movie is the one that comes out when you're, like, 6 years old or something?
My favorite Robin Williams movie is... We can do top three Robin Williams movies. No, that's too much.
No, we could totally do that.
That's too soon. Is that too soon? I don't even know. I really like Bicentennial Man.
My number three would be Mrs. Doubtfire.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
Really?
Yeah.
You've never seen Mrs. Doubtfire?
I've never seen Mrs. Doubtfire. That's
like...
You
should watch it. It's a movie.
That's like my blind spot is Mrs. Doubtfire.
Wow.
It's like, I haven't seen Mrs. Doubtfire, I haven't seen Top Gun.
I haven't seen Top Gun.
Right, but that's one of those movies that you're supposed
to have
seen.
You're supposed to have seen.
Yeah.
I haven't at all.
It's so weird.
No, so my number three Robin Williams movie is Mrs. Doubtfire. Oh, we should probably do, let's do two top threes. I'm just going to get my other two superhero movies out there. Okay. I really liked Ant-Man a lot more than I thought I was going to.
Ant-Man, it was okay.
I don't know. The Avengers movies just kind of let me down.
I like the first Avengers movie.
For the most part. Can I count Pacific Rim?
Sure.
Okay. Done.
Giant robots.
Yeah.
Why not?
Close enough.
I like the first Avengers.
I pretty much, just as far as superhero movies go, I just like Mystery Men.
I really enjoyed Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, Super.
Super.
I'm going to put Super
that's
in there.
That's in my list.
I'm putting Super in there instead of Ant-Man.
You can't...
Why can't I?
I guess we can share it.
No, we can
Super
share it.
Super is my number one
movies.
Favorite superhero movie.
Yeah, Mystery Men's mine, so
yeah.
We'll split the difference.
And then Guardians of the Galaxy is in the middle there.
Yeah, Guardians is good. Okay, so back to Robin Williams movies. My number three is Mr. Doubtfire. What's your number three?
My number three, I'm going to say What Dreams May Come.
Oh, I liked that movie.
Yeah, I liked it.
It was boring.
You're boring.
It was boring, though. Explain to our podcast listeners what this movie is, because I'm assuming a lot of them have not seen it.
Okay, What Dreams May Come is a movie about the afterlife, and it's, like, the way it looks, it's, Robin Williams' wife, like, dies. Or no, she doesn't die. He dies. Robin Williams dies.
Some people die.
People die in the movie. And no, his kids die.
Dude, I think everybody dies.
Yeah, so his kids die. They get in a car accident, and then, like, later on, like, he gets in a car accident, different car accident, trying to save somebody. And then, like, he goes to the afterlife, and it looks like paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he finds out that his wife died, too, and he had to go, find her, and then so they could all be in heaven together.
I mean,
the way I'm explaining it doesn't sound cool, but the way it was done was really cool. I like the visuals in it.
I feel like I'm going to miss a Robin Williams movie.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of them.
You should just say Aladdin, because I know you want to.
Oh, yeah, that's my number one. All right, my number one's Aladdin.
Yeah.
Because I really like Aladdin. Even though I watched Aladdin again recently and it wasn't as good as I remember, Robin Williams was still great.
Yeah. Bicentennial Man is my number
two? One. Can we both skip over two?
Probably.
You spoiled my one, so...
Bicentennial Man, I love that movie.
Yeah.
Because it's Robin Williams as a robot that's trying to be human.
I'm going to go with Dead Poets Society.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. That's my number two. It's between that and World's Greatest Dad, but World's Greatest Dad's real hard to watch.
That's real depressing, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go with Dead Poets Society.
I really enjoyed Dead Poets Society as well. And the guy from that TV show is in that movie.
Wow, thank you so much.
The one that we just watched.
The
one that was like in the shitty frat guy with the three popped collars.
Oh.
He was like
in there?
He's the main character in that.
Oh. Okay, first off, he's like 30 years younger.
Yeah.
Second off, I saw Dead Poets Society one time, so.
Okay. But he plays like the hoity-toity rich kid that like they're 100 yards away looking at them through binoculars.
Three popped collars. Three of them.
In 1981.
In 1981. I don't think that was a thing, but...
He invented it.
He invented it?
Yeah.
So I asked you a question before we got on the podcast, and you said, let's save that for when we're recording, so I'm going to ask it again.
What does it involve?
Would you eat lutefisk for $100?
How much?
We'll say you get $10 a bite.
No.
Well,
if it was $100 a bite, I would eat the whole thing.
No, it's not $100
a bite.
No, I'm not doing that. It's just gelled fish. Like, you're not getting that much money.
There's different circumstances where I would eat it.
Like what?
Like, if it was like, if like I had to like go somewhere and it was like I had an important job and my boss had it and like I had to impress my boss, then I would do that.
If you like visited Norway. And, like, your host family served it to you, would you
eat
it?
Yeah.
You have to, right? You can't not. You can't be like, I don't like that.
Yeah. Well, you mean you could try it and be like, I'm not sure that's for me.
Mm. I did that in Spain. I almost, like, they made me paella,
mm-hmm.
which is, like, a lot of seafood in it. Like, it can get kind of expensive. It's a big hassle. And I didn't like seafood at all at that time.
Mm-hmm. Nobody does.
And I was like, oh, I guess I'll try. And it was delicious. It was so good. I was really glad that I ate it.
Was that a clam? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm
it was
eat
good.
It.
There was like shells all over. I didn't know what to do with
those. They just dump it all in a big circle.
I didn't actually open any of the shells, so I might have eaten it wrong.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I think you just grab a handful of it, throw it on a plate, and then mm-hmm. you just dig in it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you put it in the middle of the table for a bunch of people.
Yeah. That's what it was. But there's only like three of us eating it.
Yeah. You should make a chicken paella.
We don't have a good pan for it.
Yeah, you need a paella pan for that.
We kind of do.
And they're like 3 feet wide.
And if you ask Alton Brown, a charcoal grill.
Yeah.
Because he just does everything on a charcoal grill.
Mm-hmm.
With culture.
Speaking of grills, we just got
a grill.
Yeah. You had to work late, so I came home at the normal time and just put together the grill that we got in the mail.
Yeah. We decided just out of the blue on like Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like,
you decided that we're never leaving here, so we just got a grill.
Well, I decided that we've kind of been putting off getting a grill until it felt like we were going to be somewhere more permanently, and we've been here 2 years, so we might as well just get a grill.
Yeah.
It's not that much to move.
It's got wheels.
Yeah, we got a really small grill with wheels on it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only two of
us. It's medium.
No, it's a small grill.
It's a small, like, permanent grill.
It is. I mean, there's, like, camping grills
like,
that we could have gotten.
You can get one of those little circle ones that you just put charcoal in that I had, but that's not a real grill.
Well,
this is one that you use for cooking.
I would have gotten a little circle one with charcoal, but we're not allowed to have charcoal because we live in an apartment.
Yeah, I had one of those.
Yeah?
I used it a couple times.
I wouldn't have minded that. We had both a charcoal grill and a gas grill growing up. My mom never used the charcoal. Like, ever.
Charcoal's kind of a pain, though. Gas is so much, like, easier.
It's quicker, but it doesn't work the same.
Yeah, it tastes different, but it gets most of the same. It's not. It's 80% of
charcoal.
You
get the idea.
Yeah. 80% of a charcoal grill.
Yeah.
And you could work with the temperature better, too.
But I can't cook my steak directly on the fire. I can cook it directly on a coal. It's right on it. Ask Alton Brown, he knows.
Yeah, I know. I bet it tastes real good, too.
I bet it does.
And then you put potatoes up in there.
Mm.
I think, I would love to live in the country somewhere so you could just have a fire.
We don't have to live in the country for that.
Yeah. We were never allowed to have a fire when we were growing up.
Oh, you just have a backyard.
Yeah, we couldn't. In Pennsylvania, you're not allowed to just have a fire.
Really?
Yeah. It was against the law. Or they just didn't want us to have a fire.
Yeah, I bet you just, you have to get a permit that you have to pay for, so that's probably what
it
was.
Right. And we only had a tiny backyard. And if we had a fire, it would just
be
all
of the
backyard.
Yeah, you had a super small backyard. You, like, barely had a backyard at all.
Yeah.
No.
There was never
like, my mom has a fire pit.
Yeah.
And she just lives in the house. in the, like, the
right, but that's in town. A little town.
Yeah, you can do it in, like, a bigger town, too. And you have to get a permit. It's a little tougher, like, up here, especially during, like, a drought like we have right now. It's harder to get a permit to do it.
Because you'll set the whole goddamn
place
on fire.
You'll set everything on fire. Like, my grandpa lives on a lake, and he had big bonfires down by the lake, because it's right next to a lake. Mm-hmm. Like, what's going to happen?
The lake catches on fire.
Yeah, that didn't ever happen.
I think it'd be awesome to have, like, a house that, like, when you look out the window, there's a lake there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I would 100% live in my grandpa's house.
Yeah.
If it wasn't in Fairmont.
Yeah, well.
Like, if it didn't mean moving back to my hometown.
Yeah. I'm sure there's other lakes in the world.
I know, but I like his house.
Yeah.
He's a really good house.
Yeah.
That's the house I want.
There's other houses.
No, I want that
you
one.
You can build one that looks just like it.
Yeah!
There you go. Problem
he has
solved.
Way more rooms than I need, though.
How many
he
rooms
has
is
three
he
bedrooms on the first floor, and mm-hmm. another one in the basement, and a bar in the basement.
So is his house
like
built
a
on a slope?
It's yeah.
Yeah, those are always cool because it's like, because you go downstairs and it's like you
still,
come
yeah,
like
still
you,
a ground level.
Yeah, because you look out the window and you're like, oh, there's outside there.
Yeah, it is. He has his back door, like, just still. Like, it's a floor down, and it still just goes out to...
Did you ever see that TV show? It's like House Hunters, but in Alaska?
No.
It's like all the houses are in Alaska. It's like people moving to Alaska. And it's like, you can have this one that's like out in the middle of nowhere.
For $12.
Yeah, but you have to buy your own water and bring a big tank out there.
Or you can have this one in the city for $4.4 million and you still have to buy your own water. And they ship food to you twice a year.
Yeah, no, but they were pretty cool. There was one, it was just on the side of like a cliff.
Yeah.
So it's like just right down in there.
Just in it.
Yeah.
Just
so right, how was your dinner?
It was exactly what I expected it to be.
It was pizza.
I had pizza.
I liked the little tiny pepperonis that curl
pizza.
Up.
Yeah, we have a local pizza place, Marco's. They use little tiny pepperonis. Did you notice like the last time? Oh, thanks. The last time we went to a spicy pie, they used like huge ass pepperonis.
Yeah, they always have.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they had normal pepperonis.
No, they just have big ass pepperonis.
Maybe I just didn't get pepperoni all that many times. I usually get like a fancier.
I get sassy.
But their
there.
Prices are going up so much that you kind of only have to get like one topping.
Yeah, you go on Wednesday and you get it for $1.50 a slice. Super,
well, only if you're a member of their club, which I'm not.
I mean, all you just do is say, I want to be a member, and then you just give
just
them
give
your
their phone number.
That's it. That's all I did. And then they're like, are you a member? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, what's your phone number? I'm like, here's my phone number. And they're like, it's $1.50.
All right,
for a piece of pizza on Wednesday. Or two, if you're hungry.
If you're hungry. I mean, I could still make a pizza for cheaper than that, but...
Yeah, but you gotta make it.
We are having company this week.
Yeah.
Looking forward to the week ahead. Did we do a last week recap? We got a grill.
We got a grill. We went to a game party.
Oh, we did go to a game party. We were invited to a game party on Friday, or on Saturday. We managed to not play Cards Against Humanity.
Yay!
Which is, like, if you've ever been to a party in the last, like, 4 years, it's kind of a feat to not play Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, because that's the thing that, like, people like to do
after
a while. Yeah. Especially if they don't know each other very well.
Yeah, because it's easy, right? It's, like, easy to get into. It's easy to play.
It's irreverent.
And you make people laugh, and people like to be funny.
And it's a good way to get to know some people, too.
It is, that's
but
true.
When you already know everybody... Then just whatever.
Yeah, and you already know what everybody's gonna say. Like, you already, it's not as interesting. So we managed not to play it. Instead, we brought games, and we played Sushi Go, we played Betrayal at House on the Hill, we played...
Sentinels of the Multiverse.
Sentinels of the Multiverse.
Which, that's like Ben's favorite game now.
Which Ben really liked, because he's a huge superhero nerd.
Yeah, and he's like, I want to be this guy.
He didn't know that there was a superhero game. This game is blowing up in the games world, but I guess he just missed it somehow. Oh yeah, everybody knows about Sentinels.
Okay.
But I guess Ben missed it.
Well, I mean, honestly, his games are like Cranium and Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, that's true. We played Trivial Pursuit.
We got him into some mid-level games instead of just the basics.
The entry levels. Even these, they're still pretty
they're
entry
simple.
Level.
Yeah, they're simple. Like, it's not like we brought Arkham Horror along.
Yeah, I mean, they're not Settlers, which is the entry level. Like, Settlers and Munchkin are the entry level ones.
Yeah.
But it's pretty
I mean,
close.
Betrayal on the House on the Hill is pretty simple.
It's super simple.
You go into a room, a thing happens, you read it, and then...
Yeah, we didn't bring Small World.
Small World's entry level. That's early.
I guess it is.
That one's okay.
We bring Diplomacy. How's that? Oh, don't ever play Diplomacy. I did it once. Big
don't
mistake.
Ever play Diplomacy with friends.
No.
Because you won't have them anymore.
Oh, don't play with enemies either. Especially if you're like me and you don't know anything about anything, and you have a terrible memory, and then you make a deal
well,
with...
Well, just don't be Russia, and then...
No, I did well. I like accidentally won.
Were you Russia?
No, I was England.
Okay.
And you start with a whole bunch of navy, but I don't know anything about like military tactics or like.
Well, it's all just making deals with people. Be like, hey, you move your stuff over here.
The game tends to traditionally progress along like historically accurate war lines. There's only a certain number of opening moves that are typical, and I didn't know anything about any of it, so I just guessed. And then at one point, I like made a treaty or like an agreement with a country. I think it was Russia. And then like I forgot. But of course, this game is all about like betraying people and like going behind their back. So he assumed that I had lied. But it turns out I just have a terrible memory. I just forgot.
So you started a war with Russia. Good job.
No, I didn't. We were allies. It might have been Norway. I don't know.
But you screwed over Russia anyway.
Yeah.
But oh boy.
I didn't screw him over. Like, we kind of recovered, but then, like, later in the game, like, I misstepped, and, like, we'd agreed on something, and, like, it didn't work quite like I thought it was, and so it was a whole big thing.
So if you haven't played Sentinels of the Multiverse, that's probably one of my favorite games.
It's fun.
It's really fun, because it's like, every person is a superhero, right? You can play up to five, they say? Was it five or six?
It was six, because we had six of us play.
I think there was five.
No, it was five. You're right. It's five. Six for Betrayal. How's that?
Yeah, you might be able to play with more, but it might... The
yeah, I'm guessing the mechanics would break a little bit.
Yeah, and the difficulty would be a little off.
Yeah.
But yeah, so each person is a different superhero. I think there's like 12 to 15 superheroes, something like that.
I don't think there's that many.
Well, there's quite a few.
I think it's like 10.
Maybe 10, whatever. There's a bunch of superheroes. And everybody gets, you get to pick one or you deal them out randomly, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then there's, in the base set, there are four supervillains and then mm-hmm. four environments.
Mm-hmm.
So you get one supervillain, one environment, and then you have to play against them.
Yeah, and it's fun. And you work together. I like games where you are fighting the game.
Yeah.
Which is funny, because one of the people that we were playing with was still playing like he was playing against other people. He was just like, I'm not going to take any damage. And we're just like, okay, how are you helping, though?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just one of the competitive people who tends to be competitive even when that's not necessary.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I definitely like games where you play against the game. Like that, and like Pandemic is another one.
Oh, yeah.
And that game is a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, all the games we like are like that. Arkham Horror is play against the game. You have to fight against the goddamn Cthulhus. All those Cthulhus.
No, don't walk away from the microphone. One of us has to be here.
Oh, well, I was just going to get your Chopkins to...
No, you're going to wait for a second and talk on the microphone, because one of us has to be there.
Oh, I got Fight Club 2 is a comic book series that just started a couple months ago. I got the first issue, and I don't like it. How about
really?
That? Yeah, that's my book review. Didn't like it.
What didn't you like about it?
I don't know. It was like, it's, what's his name?
Very helpful.
Yeah, the main Tyler guy Durden. Who doesn't have a name. Tyler Durden, I guess.
No, that's the other guy. That's the fighting guy.
But that might be his name.
Oh, then I guess we don't really know, do we?
Yeah, it might be
his name. I'm gonna eat some cake.
Because he's Tyler Durden. Oh, you brought cake home?
There's a half of a piece of cake left.
Oh, boy. Oh, that cake is awesome, by the way.
It was good.
Holly made cake with zucchini in it.
I will post the recipe, actually, on...
But it's so much more, like, yummy than other cakes.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want to open Shopkins first, or do you want to make up magic cards first?
I'll make up magic cards first.
All right, let me get a piece of paper here, because this is the best part. All right, I'm going to open up a pack.
We got to move a little faster than we did last time, though. It took a really long time last time.
Okay. Well, you got to guess faster.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Okay, so we're still opening up a pack of Magic Origins.
Yep.
Which is the most recent pack.
Well, part of the problem last time was that I was actually trying to remember what they did.
Yeah. Okay. First card. Grasp of the Aeromancer.
I feel like... See, we're going to get to some of these where, like, you told me what they were last time.
And now you know.
Already
but
forgot.
But if you guess them, you know.
No, I forgot, though.
Okay.
This one's blue. It it steals a creature. Two mana. You take an opponent's creature and you have control of it now.
Holy shit. So
yeah,
that
for two mana.
That there is a spell called the Control Magic, which was in the first set ever mm-hmm. made. Mm-hmm. Cost four mana.
Mm-hmm.
And then they deemed that too powerful, so they made it five mana.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was called Mind Control. But
yeah,
no.
Well, Grasp it's two mana.
Grasp of the Aeromancer is two mana, and it does other things.
What does it do?
It's an enchant creature. When you attack the creature, you can tap the creature.
Oh, that's lame.
Night Snare.
Mm. This black. If you attack after 6 p.m., you lose the game.
Nope.
Enchantment.
it's a sorcerer. An opponent reveals their hand, and you may choose a non-land card from it.
Mm-hmm.
If you do, they discard it. If you don't,
mm-hmm.
they discard two cards.
Oh, I get it. So you can either force them to discard whatever they want, or you can choose one card that you don't want them to have.
Yeah. Ferica's Disciple.
This is a green card. It's four mana. Four mana green card. Three uh-huh. colorless and a green.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be, a Centaur Warrior.
Oh, that's a good guess.
With Death Touch. Renowned one, and it's a 2/3.
Yeah, that's because it's sitting right on top of the pile.
You know
right
what?
In front of
you pointed it out to me, so.
Okay, it is an easy one. Disperse.
The counter target spell.
Nope.
Okay.
Put a non-land permanent back in its owner's hand.
See, I don't know why you think these are easy. Don't ever say this is.
It's
an
easy one.
Yeah.
Here's
don't
another.
Say that.
Here's another easy one.
Please don't say no. that. Please, you make me feel
this
bad.
This one is insanely difficult.
Okay.
Enlightened ascetic. Enlightened ascetic.
This is a blue card. Look at the top two cards of your library. You may put any number of them in your hand. put the rest on the bottom of your library.
So just draw two cards.
Oh yeah, that's right. We decided that that's how that worked. You may put any number of them onto the battlefield, put the rest in your hand.
Jesus fuck.
For 5 minutes.
No. Just a 1/1 for 2 mana that destroys an enchantment or comes.
Oh, that's
play.
Not even close. Gearaper, that wasn't even the right color.
Gearaper Gearcrafter.
Gearaper? I feel you're saying it wrong on
purpose. Gearaper.
Oh, you're not saying it on
purpose. It's like India.
This is a...
Should I give you a hint? It's from Kaladesh.
That doesn't help me at all.
Where Chandra's from.
Okay. This is a colorless artifact creature that you can tap and sacrifice it to make a 1/1 Thopter token.
No, it's 2/1 for 3 that when it enters the battlefield you get a Thopter.
But okay, so it has a Thopter.
But it also has Kamael on it.
What is Kamael on it? Let me see. It does have Kamael on it. A fact that, okay, so seriously, if you know who Kamael Nanjiani is, like, look this up, because it just
it's
looks like
Gearaper Gearcrafter.
Gearaper Gearcrafter.
Yeah.
It's him.
Yep. And then Rabid Bloodsucker.
Rabid Bloodsucker.
Yep.
Black card.
Mm-hmm.
It's, if it deals combat damage to a creature, it gets a +1/+1 counter.
No.
Okay.
It's a 3/2 flying vampire.
Okay.
That when it enters the battlefield, each player loses 2 life.
Oh, that's boring.
This is one of my favorite cards in the set. Cool. Separatist Void Mage.
It sounds blue. I don't know why. I assume Void Mage sounds blue.
It is blue. It just sounds yes, blue. Yes, yes.
Separatist Void Mage.
What are the creature types? Race and class, come on.
Human wizard?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah!
Alright, power and toughness.
2/2.
Right on. Mana cost.
Oh god, this is getting scary. 3? 4? 2?
No, you're one of those is correct.
3. I'm sticking with 4.
Okay, 4 is right.
Alright.
What does it do? This is what it looks like. From over here. Don't read it.
I can't read it anyway.
That's what it looks
like. Oh, there's all those keywords I always forget about.
There's no keywords on it.
Oh. Separatist Void Mage. You can, kill a target creature who's attacking alone somehow.
No.
Okay.
When he enters the battlefield, you put a creature back in its owner's hand.
Oh, alright.
Reclaim.
Oh, this is you get shit out of your graveyard again?
Yes, and then?
And then...
That's the art.
You get shit out of your graveyard again and then exile at the end of the turn or something.
No, you put a card from your graveyard on top of your library.
Okay.
It's close.
I knew it got stuff out of the graveyard.
Suppression Bonds.
I know what this is. I don't know it, but I've heard it. Suppression Bonds. Oh, thank you for showing me the color on every one of these. That's really nice of you. This is white. I don't know what it does. It probably puts a -1. No, they don't do minus counters.
Mm-hmm. It stops everything from doing anything. Enchanted permanent. Enchanted permanent can't attack or block or can activate any abilities.
Oh, I've used that card before.
Yeah, it's real good.
Yeah, it is.
Goblin Glory Chaser. Chaser?
Glory Chaser?
Yeah, he's chasing glory.
Chaser. Chaser's Chaser is what you're looking for. Okay, Goblin Glory Chaser. He is a 2/1 haste goblin. When he enters the battlefield, he gets a +1/+1 counter.
No. He's a 1/1 with Renown 1 for 1 mana.
Oh yeah, Renown. Dang it!
If he's Renowned, he has minus.
Okay.
Throwing Knife.
Throwing Knife. This is a, artifact equipment.
Yeah, it is.
Does I know about it. Oh, no! It is a... It's an equipment, it gives like it does +something+something and then you can tap it and I think sacrifice it to do damage to an exact thing. But right. I don't remember the
that's,
amounts
that's
of
close.
Damage.
That's close, it's 2. It's all 2s. It's 2 all mana, two. Two
I was
mana
say
to play,
2 or 3.
2 mana to equip, it gets +2/+0 if it's equipped and an equipped creature attacks, you can sacrifice it 2 damage.
Why am I not getting that? Why are you not handing that to me?
I did, I gave it to you.
Oh,
it's in your
that's
pile.
That's in my pile?
Rogue's
oh,
Passage.
On. My water's boiling.
Oh, this is our last uncommon.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the water's boiling.
We're in uncommons already?
Yeah, this is the last uncommon.
I didn't know we were in uncommons.
Yeah, well.
You know how much I know?
What does Rogue's Passage do?
Rogue's Passage?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it's...
What type of permanent is it?
It's a... Oh, thanks for telling me it's permanent.
What type of card is it?
It's an enchantment.
No.
Well, then I'm already lost. What is it?
It's a land.
Oh, really?
Yeah, tap for a colorless mana. You can pay 4 mana and tap it to target creature can't be blocked this turn.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know about that.
We have a mythic rare.
We have a mythic rare.
Mythic rare. It is Kithion.
What?
Hero of Akros. What a little shit.
You can't even show me the back. I mean, you can. No, Kithion, oh, what's his trigger?
Remember they just talked about it?
I know.
All
so
his
he's a planeswalker. He's the white planeswalker. He, when there, it's like when there's a certain number of things attacking at the same time, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
It's like three guys attacking at the same time, then he flips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the end of combat, he flips. If
I don't know what he does when he flips. It's all sorts of other
all
stuff.
All kinds of shit.
All right. Put him in this is that play. Your first planeswalker? You got
I had. I have another Kithion.
Okay. I want him.
What? But I'm going to use him in my soldier deck.
Oh, you put him as Gideon up.
Yeah.
Well, that's dumb. All right. What are our other two cards?
Oh,
we got a planeswalker card counter thingy.
You have three cards.
Three more? Did we get a foil? No, did we get a foil?
No, we didn't get a foil.
Oh.
And this
no,
took place
No, what did we get
land.
Behind the, what land and
This takes place in
the
land, and it
oh.
was just a...
advertisement?
Yeah, advertisement I threw away.
Well, that's BS.
All right, so we got a planeswalker in our pack.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. That's worth something.
Yeah.
All right,
do your Shopkin.
I'm sorry, I am making tea because I'm pretty sure I'm getting sick and have been getting sick, and I'm trying to stay
with
it.
We have a snack, too.
I know, I woke up, like, twice last night just shivering and sweating.
Yeah?
And if I'm getting sick, I'm really trying not to, so.
Okay.
So I'm making some everyday detox tea.
Every day.
I don't know what
everyday
detox
I'm
means.
Detoxing.
I probably should have paid attention to how long I should be steeping this.
It's like 100 hours.
100 hours?
Like 1,000.
100 hours worth of tea. Let me see. Right.
While that's steeping, you can open up your Shopkins.
Oh, this is a lemon one. Oh, I might not like this one. 10 to 15 minutes. Oops.
Alexa, set a timer for 10 to 15 minutes.
Oh, God. For how long?
10 minutes.
She said, in case you couldn't hear, she said, for how long?
For 10 to 15 minutes.
Because she got real confused.
I was just reading the package.
10 to 15 minutes is not one time. She doesn't know how to do that. We can set one for 10 and one for 15.
No.
All right, opening up the Shopkins. I may have purchased 5 more.
Did you put them in the box?
Since the last time that we spoke. And funny story, I went to the Family Dollar to do this. And the guy at the checkout goes, oh, you must have girls. And I said, no, it turns out I'm just a small child. And he said, are you serious? And I said, yes, I'm buying these for me. And he said, wow, really? You're serious? And I was like, yeah, I'm an adult and I can spend my money irresponsibly however I want. I was just like, why are you giving me shit about this? Like, it is not your job as a cashier to judge me on what I'm buying.
At the Family Dollar.
Anywhere. Like, I've been a cashier before. If you have time to judge the person on what they're buying, speed the fuck up. Like, you should not be paying that much attention to what they're buying. That's all. It just made me mad. And then he admitted to me that he paid money for an online game. He has, like, a subscription called Game of War, I think. I'm like, that sounds like a terrible game. That's all.
Sounds
all right, we are on our first
generic.
Shopkin here. Who do we have? What the fuck is that?
Let me look at it. I will tell you what it is.
It's a...
It's a dildo?
French bread? I think it's French bread.
Is he wearing a beret?
He is wearing a beret.
He's wearing a beret!
And he has a mustache.
He has a French mustache!
I'm pretty sure it's French bread. It's orange, though, which kind of threw me off. I got confused. He's a breadstick.
Okay.
His name is Slick Breadstick.
Not Pierre?
Nope, it's Slick.
Can we call him Pierre Dildo?
He's a common. We can call him Pierre Dildo because he does look little bit like a dildo. Like your normal breadstick does. I would say about as much like a dildo as any other breadstick looks.
It's like an orange pickle.
He's a new one. Yeah, he kind of does look like a pickle too. I like his beret and his mustache though. It's very French. It's very...
That's what Australians think of French people.
That's, well, as you know, every French person... Ooh, we get another new one!
What is it?
It is a cooking pot.
Oh, look at that. It's boiling. It's like,
he's boiling over. He's blue. He's a blue cooking pot.
You better turn down the heat.
Better turn down the heat. All right, let me see what your name is. Which section are you supposed to be in?
His name is Boilin' Billy.
He's in Homewares. His name is Saucy Pan. Saucy Pan is a rare, which we all
know
means
nothing. That's a dumb name. Some of these have real dumb names.
Yeah, they didn't try very hard. I should find the one with the best name on here.
All right, put him back in the bucket.
Banana Splitty. Ugh. Trying, dude, doing such a good job.
Do some better work. Anyway,
I think the worst name one is Heels. I do just want to break out the snack just to test it.
I don't even want
it. Yeah, well, we're going to.
Here's your magic cards that
Thanks,
you won.
Thanks, honey. Thank you for those. I don't know what I'm going to do with those right
put
now.
Put them in your damn box.
All right, so, the other day, you know, at least does this, like, we're going to try out new flavors contest every year. And the other day, Adam saw the gyro ones in the store, and he's like, oh, I like gyros. Those would probably be good. And so I purchased them subsequently later, like the day later. And we opened them. And he ate, like, one and was like, these are disgusting. And I ate, like, five or six.
And after every one, they were disgusting.
They were still disgusting, but I was, like, hoping maybe I'd change my mind. And you know what? They were disgusting, and we actually threw the bag away. We don't throw food away.
We threw away an entire bag of Euros Lay's potato chips.
We threw away almost an entire brand new bag because they were so gross.
But we got... These are Wavy Lay's, even.
These are Wavy Lay's. I like Wavy better than a
Yeah.
We got West Coast Truffle Fries.
Truffle Fries. Submitted by Angifu.
Submitted by Angie Fu.
Angifu.
I did, in full disclosure, I watched a review video of these flavors before today. So I know that there's another one that's a New York Reuben that is actually really gross.
They smell pretty good.
Meat was a bad idea.
They smell pretty good.
There was also a Southern Biscuits and Gravy one that I really wanted to try, but the store was out when we went. So, nope, you gotta hand those to me.
These are mine.
A cooperative thing. He likes them, clearly.
They're real good.
Okay, let me smell them first.
They don't taste like meat.
They smell... Like sour cream and onion, but not like a little bit worse.
No, they're more subtle than that. Like sour cream and onion is like a blast of flavor. These are just kind of like
right, but the smell of it—it smells like sour cream and onion, but like a little worse. Oh, they're like green. Oh, they're green. Mm-hmm. Why are they green?
Just eat it. It's good. It's not as powdery as a sour cream and onion. Like they have too much stuff on them.
Yeah.
No, these are more subtle.
They taste like a toned-down sour cream and onion.
Yeah,
like what you want a sour cream and onion to be.
Yeah. Instead of having powder, it's got, like, Parmesan flavor.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I like them.
I would vote for these. They're a little lame, though. Like, I don't know if you need this and sour cream and onion on the shelf at the same time.
Yeah, I'd rather have these, though.
Yeah, I would, too. Well, like all right.
Them. Yeah, we got a good choice. Give me it back.
You didn't even want to eat them.
Every
now you're
day
like,
I'm truffling.
All right.
Barble, 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 barble.
Oh, you brought Danny Elephant over here. We went to a store the other day, a local store, called the Home of Economy. And Home of Economy, if you live in an area that's a little more rural, you probably have like a Fleet Farm or Farm and Fleet, depending on where you are. They're like two different things.
Yeah.
This is kind of like that, but a little different. So it's like a Fleet Farm with a furniture store attached to it.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is. And a big cooking section, a really big cooking section. So I got a sifter while I was there. I got a huge one on clearance. Then we were walking through the toy section, and I saw those fancy toys, like the little, I forget the brand of them. It's like Schweiz or something.
Sounds something German.
Yeah, they're real famous if you know what they are. And I saw a huge elephant one. I was like, ah, an elephant! But it was, like, really big and, like, $10, and it didn't seem necessary. And then I saw a baby elephant, and I was like... Okay, Adam saw the baby elephant. Then I also saw the baby elephant.
Because I showed
and
you.
And I was like, that's adorable, and I need to buy it. And it was like $4, and we brought it home, and I was like, what should we call it? And we originally named it a boy name, but then I looked, and there was no penis. So I was like, it's a girl. And Adam goes, what about Danielle? And I was like, yeah, all right, Danielle. And then he thinks for a second and he goes, Danielephant. And I'm like, okay, it's definitely Danielle. So this is Danielephant. She travels around with me in my sweatshirt pocket at work because she makes me feel better because sometimes I need to feel better at work.
You could just leave her in your purse.
No, she'll get all beat up. I got all sorts of stuff in there. Oh, she's gotta go in my pocket.
Well, anyway, we have done all the things we have set out to do.
We did do all the things we set out to do. At Aha Podcast on Twitter.com. Twitter.com/AhaPodcast.
If you know the rest, if you follow, you could find us.
At Only Obsessed, at Matt Olaf, AhaPodcast.com, Facebook.com/AhaPodcast.
Welcome to the Adam and Holly Are Awesome Podcast.
Aha!
I'm awesome.
All right. I'm not going to dispute that. I don't have the energy to dispute that today.
Okay, bye.
No, I wasn't finished talking yet. I have stuff to talk about. Oh, my God. Let's get a plate of fries for the table. It turns out
I know you'll have fries.
Adam hates when I use that voice, so I've been trying to use it whenever possible because it's so awesome.
It's the worst.
Oh my God.
Alright, okay, we're really done now.
Okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.